Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Poultry Health Today, and with me is Brian Fairchild. He is a professor at the University of Georgia and graduate research assistant Ming-Lin Teo. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
It seems that the University of Georgia likes to do a lot of work on what you call deep body temperature. I remember we talked a little bit about that, Brian, last year. And this time you looked at deep body temperature as it relates to stocking density. Before we even get into that, though, what prompted this study?
Whenever we're trying to come up with ventilation rates and trying to determine effective temperatures, the effective temperature being what the bird is actually feeling, it's a combination of multiple factors. Air temperature, relative humidity, air speed, and bird density. And so in order to really be able to manage the house effectively to meet the bird's needs, minimize those heat stress levels, we need to have a good understanding of what that bird actually feels. And so one of the missing components that we do not really have a good grasp on right now is exactly what the body or bird density impact is on body temperature.
And could you please define for me what exactly is deep body temperature and how do you measure it?
Right. Now, deep body temperature, traditionally, a lot of our body temperature measurements have been done through rectal measurements, which requires handling of the bird. You have to catch the bird, insert the probe, and collect it. That itself, just the handling, can create artifacts in your data. So what we've been doing is using a small temperature data logger that we surgically implant in the abdominal cavity of the birds, and we're able to measure that deep body temperature without disturbing the bird every minute.
And so you can monitor this temperature live?
No, unfortunately not yet. We are looking into some new technologies that another grad student of ours will be working on this coming year to maybe allow us to do more real-time measurements. But no, we have to collect this after her trial and download the data.
Okay, very good. So please tell me about your trial. How is it set up?
So at first we did a surgery on birds by inserting the sensors into the abdominal cavity of the birds. And we have two types of sensors that comes with like milli size and nano size. And the milli sensor has an accuracy of 0.1 Celsius degrees and the nano sensor has an accuracy of 0.2 Celsius degrees. And at the beginning of the studies, the instrumented birds were placed at a control stocking density of 2 birds per square meter. And this is for a pre-stocking baseline body temperature measurement. And after the pre-stocking baseline period, we'll be placing the birds at like 4 stocking density treatments. The lowest stocking density treatment is 6.5 square feet per bird and then comes with 2, 1.5 and 1 square feet per bird. And so at the stocking density of 6.5 square feet per bird, the surrounding pens were kept empty with 3 birds in each pen. And as for the instrumented birds that were placed at 1.5 and 2 square feet per bird, they had surrounding pens that had the same stocking density as the respective treatments pen to maintain a uniform density effect.
Sounds like a lot of details to take care of.
Yes.
So what did you learn in this study?
So we learned in this study that as stocking density increases, their body temperature increases as well. It represents a gradual increase, so we only analyze daytime body temperature data. So we found out that as stocking density gets higher, the body temperature increases as well.
Fascinating. So
Yes. What
would you say are the takeaway messages for poultry producers in Georgia and the rest of the country?
Well, now that we understand a little bit more, we pretty much knew that the more birds you put into a small area, the more heat production you're going to get. Now we actually have an idea of how much that body temperature actually increases and what the bird may be, what the actual bird temperatures are. So now, it just helps us try to educate people better now on exactly how much ventilation rates we need to be. The trends in body weight growth has been increasing. The average weight 15 years ago was probably 5.5 pounds for national averages. Now we're well over 6.5 pounds. As we put more birds in the house, more pounds in the house, we've got to be a little bit more aggressive with our ventilation rates, especially in hot weather.
Well, and I know that a lot of producers in Georgia and other states are looking at reducing or sometimes even eliminating antibiotics from their programs. And in those programs, they often say they'll reduce the stocking rate. What can they learn from your research?
Well, as they, actually there was a great paper that was published in Nature a few years ago where they actually looked at all of these environmental factors, stocking density, temperatures, and everything. And at the end of the day, the title of the paper said it all. It was house environment, house ventilation is more important than stocking density in determining your bird outcome and welfare. And so as these people change their ventilation, change their stocking densities, they need to, I think this research will help them better tweak their ventilation systems to provide those optimum environments and minimize that stress in the birds so that the energy coming in from feed can go towards growth and development.